Thanks for your talk, Tony. One of the problems in Australia is with re-veg projects is the high death rate of our trees. Would those things you're talking about work with Australian natives as well?
Would they work with...
The methods you're using there, would they work with Australian native trees just as easily as the trees in that part of the world?
Definitely. However, large parts of our agricultural land, they've completely grubbed out the stumps and there might not be a seed source close by. But where you have proximity to existing trees that can drop seed...
What about growing seedlings? Do you think that when you grow a seedling in there, I've noticed they always... even 50% or more die in various places, even in Melbourne. And one of the ways, I'm just wondering, if people tended them and pruned them in that way while they were growing, you might get a better survival rate. I'm just wondering.
Well, the difference is that you've planted a tree with a very small root mass, and it's going to be dependent on it raining on time, on not being smothered by weeds and not being eaten by rabbits or whatever. And to do what I do, you actually need those stumps or the seed source there. But if you take this on another level, I mentioned this is a development approach. This is a technical approach. If you take it on another level and you get enough communities doing it, it's a landscape restoration approach. And it's not just about the trees. If you change your behaviour, your use of fire, the way you manage animals, how extensively you plough, or if you plough at all, because there's methods to get around that now, and, well, in developing country context, the removal of woody biomass, if you change those behaviours, then God's built into the environment an ability to well, work with nature instead of fighting it.
You mentioned that you no longer can probably work at the coalface and you're going to step back and work at encouraging and research and stuff like that. So I think in, you know, you've done a mighty job with developing nations, but with the modern nations, how do you have a concept of how you may educate the modern nations to go away from multinational greed and money-making things that would enable us, say, like the cotton plantations in Western Australia and things like that, which we really, you can't eat cotton, but... You know, you could wipe out half of them and do development with trees and stuff like that because, it's about educating, encouraging the powers that be. How if you have any concept at all about how you would maybe do that in the modern world?
So again, maybe the way I frame things, I come over anti. Mechanisation at this with our population, we actually need a certain amount of mechanisation and high level production, but I think we can do it in a much more nature friendly way. And I would go back to what I said, 95% of what I do is regreening landscapes, and there's many, many successful, profitable farms that are practicing regenerative agriculture. So it might not include what I do, but it's about working with the principles that God embedded in plants and animals and soil and so on. There's ways to do it. Many farmers, and there's a wonderful book, The Call of the Reed Warbler by Charles Massey, and he says people often come to the end of themselves. Maybe it's an extended drought and they go broke. Maybe their health breaks, possibly related to the chemicals they feel they have to use. Maybe some other pressures, and they come to themselves and either they bail out or they start to look around, how are the other farmers doing it? And there's an amazing number of farmers in Australia, around the world, practicing one form or other of regenerative agriculture, whether it's holistic grazing management or some form of organic farming, agroforestry. There's many, many different names, permaculture, but it's out there. And it can be very profitable. In fact, that many of them would argue more profitable and certainly less stressful and more satisfying, because you're working with nature in the way nature is intended to be worked with. I may not have answered your question, but I think it's possible. We're creatures of habit. What I like to tell farmers when they say, oh, we could never do this, I say, look, it's not easy, but it's not impossible.